Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference call hosted by Stampede. My name's Corin, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties the conference is being recorded for replay purposes, and now I'd like to hand over to Sam. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me on this Safety Hour. I'd just like to do a brief introduction. As Corin has said, I'm Sam Fee. I'm currently the Compliance and Assurance Advisor. Most people might know me from my previous role as the Route Level Crossing Manager, but I just wanted to give you a bit of background about who I am. So I'm basically a safety professional, and I've had years of safety experience, but to balance that, I just thought I'd tell you a bit of a story. My eldest has just finished doing her GCSEs, and one of the ones that she took was a catering GCSE. And as part of that, you learn all sort of fancy French names and things for all the different types of service, etc. But one of the things she taught me was about knives. She's very fussy about putting knives in bowls of washing up liquid. She has a go at me if ever there's a knife in there, and she goes to take over and do the washing up. But the main thing she said was about catching knives. When you drop a knife, your reaction is to try and catch something before it hits the floor. But she, you know, she's managed to train me well enough now. So if I do drop a knife, I don't try and reach out for it and catch it. And basically, I'm trying to sort of say about safety and our behaviour to safety. We have a natural way of reacting to incidents, and sometimes that isn't always the safe way. So as a safety professional, I like to also do a bit of cycling in my spare time, and I'm not averse to putting on a bit of lycra sometimes, but I do that knowing that the risks are such around where I go in nice quiet roads. But in the morning when I get on my bike to cycle to work, I'll put on the orange, yellow top and a helmet, and etc., and balance out the fact that I think the roads around Basingstoke are probably less safe for me than it is going around on some back roads in the forest. So to me, safety is a balance of understanding your environment and the risks that are placed upon you there. So I kind of hope that would provoke a bit of discussion maybe later on. I'd love to talk to somebody about what they think is a correct balance to the health and safety that we do within the company. So without further ado, I'll push on with the brief that's on the web page. Just by way of note, there is a blog on this page, and I don't think there's been many comments on there at all. It'd be really good to, if you don't want to chip in on the phone conference, to join in with that. And I'm searching to see where that is. I think recent comments is where you go in, or leave a comment at the top there. Click on that, and hopefully someone will get back to you. If you've got a question to ask, that would be a really good way of interacting, another way of catching up with the Safety Hour. So at the top there, it says last week's Safety Hour attendance was 56%. So not a very big number, which is interesting. But it does appear that there's a bit of a lag in that. I do believe that more people are actually listening than actually reporting. So there was a few emails banging around last week that said if you've done your Safety Hour and you've listened in, why not report it? And that managed to get a whole load more people phoning in with their results. So please, if you have listened to the Safety Hour or you are conducting another Safety Hour with your team, please log that by 12:30 on the Friday, and that gives a chance to report it properly and to make sure that number is correctly reflecting the number of people who are undertaking a Safety Hour. Just highlight, there's a list there of various incidents within the week. I'll highlight one down on the 31st of August at Totten. An electrical Eastleigh distribution technician was out cutting vegetation and got his foot caught. Now, that resulted in him falling badly and twisting his knee. So that small incident of just getting your foot caught in some brambles, which can happen to anybody, resulted in him having to be off work for 5 days, at least resting for 5 days, 3 days off work. So, yeah, nobody expected to come into work and trip over anything that day, and yet it happened. We need to be aware of the environment we're working in. We need to try and be as safe as we can about the approach. Now, I'm sure that all the kit was provided and all the safety aspects were followed at the time, but some things we just need to prepare for. I suppose that's my original discussion about the balance of how we view safety and where do we draw the line, where do we find the balance between living wrapped up in cotton wool or actually doing a job, and getting that balance right is different for different people, but we need to make sure that we stay safe. What I'd like to move on to next is our safety workshops. There's a link just under the incidents. You can click on it and it'll bring up the poster. First of the workshops are around, first one is next week. So hopefully there'll be a number of people who have signed up to that. It looks like they're all filling up very nicely. The working one's nearly full and the Southampton one is full in the morning. So these workshops are interactive and give us a good chance to get together and discuss these important issues away from the work site with a wider audience. There was a good interactive one about driving last time and lots of other ways of getting your presence felt and getting the right message about how you think we should move on with our safety issues. So the particular focus this next time around will be on risk awareness, fatigue and communications. So please do make sure that you've booked up for those courses. It's not too late, so contact at the top there is Camilla Curtis. Her telephone number is available there. Right, there's a home safe brochure there which has got quite a bit of detail in it. I don't intend to work through all of that. There's a few issues there that can be brought out that from not just Wessex Route, but from wider routes. So please do have a look at that. That is really about all I wanted to say today. I know that's very brief, but what I wanted to try and do was generate some discussion. Now, that's either opening the lines up again in the moment now or with your comments being left on the site. There is another way. You can obviously call me directly if you want to afterwards, and we can talk then. But Corin, is it possible to open up the lines for a question and answer session, please?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, simply key star 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. If you want to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question whilst all other lines remain on listen only. So just to remind you, star 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. There are no questions coming through at this time.
There are a few more incidents there on the listed on the page that I don't know if anyone else has got any actual first-hand experience of those. That would be really good if someone knows some more detail about them that they can share. That would be helpful.
So just to advise you, it's star 1 on your telephone, ladies and gentlemen. Record your name and press the hash key. And this is your opportunity to provide feedback, make a comment, or ask a question. Thank you. There are no questions coming through at this time.
Okay, I think we'll probably leave it there. As I say, there are other ways if you want to communicate, but can I just continue to plug the safety days and make sure that everybody gets their names down and at least tries to get along to one of those workshops? That would be good. Thank you very much for your time today. And
that's
goodbye.
Thank you, Sam. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thanks for joining, and have a very good day.